I think we need to trust God. What he said is true, that in Romans 8:28 and 29, it says, all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. He's predestined us to conformity to the image of his Son. God is building our character through adversity and has a plan to bring about ultimate good so that in eternity we will look back in retrospect. A million years from now, as resurrected people on the new earth, daily celebrating the goodness and wonder of God, delivered from all sin and all suffering and all evil, we will be able to look back at our earthly lives and say, yes, indeed, what God promised was true. He was causing all things to work together for the good of his children. And that requires great faith. But you know what? If the Bible isn't true, let's just junk it. If it is true, let's believe it.
Amen.
And God says this is true. And so this is where I need to trust this. And a friend told me about a conference that she was at where they... the speaker had them list on one side of a piece of paper the worst things that had ever happened to them, and then on another side of the paper, the best things that ever happened to them. And then at the end of the time, said, now look at the ones that are on the worst things that have ever happened to you, and look at how many of those things you've already seen in your life that God has used for good. Well, I did that, and I recommend doing it in my book, If God is Good, because I was stunned, really. I had given this some thought, but when I looked at the things I had listed as the worst things that ever happened to me, and then I saw how many of the best things that God has done in my life came directly or indirectly out of the worst things, it was just shocking. And the older we get, and I turned 62 days ago.
Happy birthday.
The older we get, the more we see this. Why? Because we've had enough distance from some of our suffering that we gain perspective on it, and we're able to look back and see what God has done. And this is, I think, what we need to do is to say, all right, God, if there are things that have happened to me that I already see in this life that you have used for good, even to a degree, even somewhat or partially, can I trust you for all the other things that I haven't seen the good come out of, but which, you know, in the beginning I didn't see the good in the other either, and now I do.
Yeah.
And so thank you, Lord, that yes, by faith we cling to God's promises, but he also gives us substantial reasons to believe him by showing us graciously and kindly those examples of things that were bad, but which he has used for good.